Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And before I get to my first guest, I've got the executive director of the Elkton Chamber Alliance. I've Jessica Price on the phone. Jessica, you there?
Yep, I'm here, Justin.
Jessica, good morning. How are you today so far?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I appreciate calling in. How are things going with the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Great, great. Things have been busy. We've had a lot of events this summer, and we're just excited to, you know, start working on the events that we have coming up in the fall as well. So,
can people sign up for the Elkton Chamber Alliance like today if they wanted, or is it too late?
No. We take membership all year long. Right now, we're actually doing a 50% off because we do it by the calendar year. So half the year is gone, so we usually offer a 50% off. You can go right on our website and sign up there, and then just contact the office to get your 50% off pricing.
Oh, okay. And that website is ElktonAlliance.org. And to make it simple, we just posted a link a little bit ago on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WHM Globe, with a direct link to get to your website and your actual Facebook page. So just go to facebook.com/WHM Gold. So what do you guys have coming up, Jessica?
Our next event is in August. It'll be the second Friday, August 13th. We're actually doing, we call it Corn Fest, but basically it's a cornhole tournament that we do right on the street, and then we'll have food and live entertainment. But this year is exciting because our tournament is actually sanctioned. So you can qualify for other tournaments through our tournament, which is really exciting.
There are other cornhole tournaments they can participate in?
Yeah. Cornhole is growing throughout the nation, and Johnsonville usually sponsors it. And if you come to our tournament, it is sanctioned. So if you win here, you could qualify for those bigger tournaments.
Wow. So do they need to register to sign up for that or anything?
Yes, you will have to pre-register ahead. We are actually waiting on all of that sign-up information from our sanctioned sponsor. So as soon as we have that available, it will be on our website at ElktonAlliance.org, and then we'll also pop that up on our Facebook.
But when is the big day?
It is going to be August 13th, okay. From 5 to 8.
All right. So coming up in a couple of weeks, so you got that to look forward to. Anything else?
And then we're also preparing for our biggest event of the year, our annual Fall Fest. I believe this year is the 24th annual. With COVID, we had to skip a year, so it would have been our 25th. But So we're excited about that. We are looking for crafters and vendors. We do have a separate website for that event. It's ElktonFallFest.com. So if you're interested in being a vendor for that event, we'd love to have you. Just go online and fill out the application.
When is that event, Jessica?
That is a Friday and a Saturday. So we do Friday, September 17th. And that night we have a car show, and then we have our food vendors. But the main day for the crafters and vendors is going to be Saturday, September 18th. And we'll have entertainment all day long on two different stages. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And then that will happen in downtown Elkton?
Yes, right on Main and North Streets.
All right. So they keep up to date by going directly to the website, like you said, ElktonAlliance.org. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHM Gold. So that's why Jessica Price, the executive director of the Elkton Chamber Alliance, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us more information about what you guys have coming up. Thanks so much, Jessica.
Thanks for having me, Justin. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care, Jessica. Thanks again. And my actual first guest this morning is Daniel Carroll, the business banker for Cecil County for Hartford Bank and the vice president for the Elkton Chamber Alliance. Danielle, you there?
I'm here. Good morning, Justin.
Danielle, good morning. How's it going today so far?
Oh, great, great.
Great.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you know, you're the vice president of the Elkton Chamber Alliance, so I would imagine you would encourage people, if they're not signed up now, to sign up to the Elkton Chamber Alliance. Right, Danielle?
Absolutely. We always have so many valuable things that we offer, whether it's business support, you know, information. I feel like we've done a great job through COVID with making sure people are getting the proper support with grant funding and opportunities. And now we're kicking off a lot of events this year. So very happy to be kind of back in the saddle and doing all that with the community.
Yeah, especially if you're a new business and you're getting ready to start out and you want to be involved with the community, that's the best place to get started, by joining the Elkton Chamber Alliance. Right, Danielle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our executive director, Jessica Price, that you just spoke to, she is a wealth of information. So as a new business, or even a prospective new business to the town of Elkton, I think it would be great to stop in, give us a call, and learn about all that we can do to help, you know, partner with you.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. And if you do want more information, of course, you can go directly to the website, ElktonAlliance.org. And like I said earlier, to make it simple, we posted a link on our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHM Gold, with a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page as well. When they click on their stuff, they're going to have access to your stuff. And like I said, Danielle Carroll, you are the business banker for Cecil County for Hartford Bank. They can go directly to HartfordBank.com. So when you hear Hartford Bank, you do think Hartford County, but you're here to say it's available in Cecil County as well, right?
Oh, yes. We've been here for quite some time, and honestly, we put some deep roots in this county now. Very excited. In fact, I want to let you know, we had opened a branch during COVID, another location within Elkton town limits, and I'm excited to say we're going to be kicking off a grand opening for that in August, finally. They've been open about almost a year and a half now, but, you know, the year that wasn't, we weren't able to have that type of gathering. So, yeah, very excited to have that. We've served Cecil County very well through COVID. I think we've put over $100 million in small business owners' hands through our Paycheck Protection Program. And, you know, once that's here and gone and we move back into a state of more normalcy, we love to serve the community for their everyday needs.
So not only is it in Cecil County, but you have the second branch that you said. And so that's why you're basically getting ready to celebrate that grand opening for the second branch. So where's the first or primary branch that's right now in Cecil County?
So we have two locations. Our branch that we've had here for, oh gosh, I can't even tell you how long, but we sit on Bridge Street right in downtown Elkton. And then we opened their second location over at Southfield Plaza. Most of us know it as the Redner Shopping Center, right off at 213 as you're headed towards Chesapeake City. So we're actually going to have the staff from both of our locations available on August 7th, which is our big grand opening day, over at that Redner Shopping Center location. So we wanted to invite the community out to meet both of our staff teams and really enjoy a great day. We're going to have a ton going on. We'll have refreshments, of course, and then we're offering quite a few nice giveaways. I'm sad. I want a Yeti tumbler myself, but apparently they're reserved for our first 20 new customers.
Oh.
But we'll also be giving away, you know, some gift cards to local eateries for anyone that comes in and visits with our staff for a little while. And there is an opportunity for a big drawing at 2 o'clock. So anybody that visits can enter to win. There's no, you know, participation required. But we're giving away a huge Yeti cooler pack. So a Yeti hall, folding chairs, a $100 Bass Pro gift shop gift card. And yeah, so very excited.
That sounds exciting. So when is the big day?
So it's August 7th. We open at 9 a.m., so our festivities will begin at 9. We do have a ribbon cutting with the Alliance. You know, I got to do my Alliance plug. And the County Chamber at noon. But we'll have events going all day long. We're actually partnering with ex-pro baseball player Joe Vanasky. And he's having a baseball softball extravaganza that day. So there's going to be food and music and fire trucks and contests. So if you have, you know, kids or a nice family day, you know, we'll hope for good weather, but there's going to be a lot going on throughout the day.
And of course, you don't need to register. All that's free. They could just stop by.
So, absolutely.
Where's the exact location
so
for that?
It's on 213 at the Redner's Shopping Center. It's called Southfield Plaza.
And they can find out more information directly on the website for Harford Bank at harfordbank.com, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can see all the locations, including our Southfield Plaza address if you needed assistance. And you can also take a test drive. We have our products and services on there. Check out our online banking features. It's a great website. You should check it out.
And who can actually bank with Harford Bank over there in Cecil County? Do you have to live in Cecil County there, Danielle?
Oh, no. We have a large footprint. We are an FDIC-insured bank. We will take any customer that wants to do business with us. You know, we are in Cecil and Harford County as far as our main footprint goes, but we can bank whether you're a small business owner, individual, family. We would love to have you as a customer, and we have really great products and services for the people of the masses.
And so what's the best way to get in contact with you guys? Is it through the website?
So I would encourage you on the website to call your local branch. You know, I sit at our Elkton location and our Southfield location, and those phone numbers are available. I don't mind giving, I'm the business banker. My company cell phone is 443-752-9082. If you had any interest in reaching out, we could schedule an appointment, talk about, you know, what the bank might be able to do to help partner with your financial success. But as all of our branch locations and phone numbers are listed right there on the website. I would encourage to call simply because when you call a branch, you get a live person. You don't get an automated service, press one for this, two for that. You get one of our, you know, one of my colleagues that are going to be happy to talk to you.
So with today being Saturday, can they call in today?
Oh, yeah. All of our branch locations are open from 9 till noon on Saturdays.
Okay. So you're getting ready to open here in a little bit. So they can go on the website to find that phone number, HartfordBank.com. To make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to the Elton Jammer Alliance's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They have access to your stuff for more information. So that's why I've got the business banker for Cecil County for Hartford Bank and the vice president for the Elton Jammer Alliance, Daniel Carroll. I want to thank you so much for calling in this morning to help give us more information about what you guys offer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Justin. Take care.
You too, Danielle. Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the co-owner of Minahane's 1853 Land and Sea. Ingrid Minahane is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And my second and final guest is the co-owner from Minahane's 1853 Land and Sea. I have Ingrid Minahane on the phone. Ingrid, are you there?
I'm here, Justin. How are you?
Ingrid, good morning. How's it going today so far?
Everything is good.
Great.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, my pleasure. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you are with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right, Ingrid?
That's correct.
And about how long have you been with them?
We have been there since we opened.
Okay. So as soon as you started your business, you thought I should reach out to these guides because I know if I want to be part of the community, I should be part of the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Absolutely. Yes, it's a great asset for the business owners.
So if a business is listening that's been in business even for a while or especially getting ready to open up, would you recommend to them to reach out to the Elkton Chamber Alliance also?
Yes, everybody in town in Elkton should join the Alliance, absolutely.
Because you get to meet these people you might not normally meet with, right?
Yes, and they make you aware of everything what's going on and how they can help, and they're great.
They're there every step of the way. So if you do want more information about them, like I said earlier, you can go directly to their website, elktonalliance.org. To make it simple, we posted a link earlier on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold with a link to that website and their actual Facebook page. When people click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is 1853 Land and Sea. And for those who might not have heard of Minahane's 1853 Land and Sea, can you kind of explain what that is, Ingrid, and what you guys offer?
Sure. We are a steak and seafood place. We are located in Main Street, in the corner of Main Street and North Street. The address is 101 West Main Street in downtown Elkton. Mm-hmm. After COVID, we reopened on April 23rd. As I said before, it's a completely different concept of we had before. It's steak and seafood mainly.
And when do you normally open now?
We are open Thursdays to Saturdays, 5 to 10, and Sunday brunch, 10 to 2.
So with today being Saturday, you're going to be opening up later on this afternoon at 5, you said?
Yes, 5 to 10.
5 o'clock later on this afternoon. Okay. And so if people do want to come by and see you, do they need to make a reservation for that?
They don't have to, but we do recommend it. And they can call us to our numbers 410-620-1853 or send us an email to reservations@landandsea.com.
You want to say that phone number one more time?
Yes, 410-620-1853 or email reservations@1853landandsea.com.
Great. And that number, of course, is on your website, 1853landandsea.com. And do you guys have specials throughout the days you guys are open?
We do have specials. We have specials on Thursdays. We have bottle shock with local oysters. Then on Fridays and Saturdays from 8 to 10, we have $2 off in our martini cocktail list.
Oh, that's new from what I understand, right?
That is new, and we find out that people go for dinner from like 5:30 to 8:30, and then they don't know if to go in for a drink or not. We are open, yes, for drinks. You don't have to eat while you're drinking, and we have, I would say, about 15 different martinis in our cocktail list, which is super exciting.
Wow, it's a full martini bar.
Yes, and if you follow us on Facebook, you can see all of them, actually. We will post pictures and all that.
Okay. So that happens when? When's the martini specials?
Fridays and Saturdays, 8 to 10.
All right. And then you said Sunday you switch it and open up in the morning for breakfast?
That's correct. We open for brunch from 10 to 2. It's more a continental brunch. So you have waffles, egg benedict, French toast, fresh fruit. It's a whole new experience in downtown.
Is that kind of like a buffet style or is that just things off the menu that are options? How's that work?
Off the menu. Then we have as well mimosas, Bloody Marys, and oyster shooters at $5 for Sunday brunch.
For the Sunday brunch?
Yes.
So I would bet that fills up pretty quickly as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Who doesn't want to have a nice mimosa in the morning?
Absolutely. So if people want to check that out tomorrow morning, that's opening at 10 a.m., you said?
Yes, at 10 a.m.
So can they make a reservation for breakfast today if they wanted?
Absolutely, yes.
And just go directly to the website, 1853landandsea.com?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yes.
call, what was that number?
410-620-1853.
Great. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have easier access. So you get access to all this stuff, more information. So you guys have been around now since you opened up during COVID, technically, right?
Yes, we did. We did at the end of all the restrictions. Yes.
And so now that everything is kind of back and better in full swing, it's the time to come on out and get back out and see you guys. Right, Ingrid?
Yes, people should come and check all small business and family-owned business. It's a great. We have got a great support from the people in town and from actually people from all over the county and out the county as well.
It's definitely worth checking out. So exactly, where are you located again?
We're located in 101 West Main Street, Elton, Maryland, in downtown, in the corner of North Street and Main Street.
And then with today being Saturday, you're going to open later on this evening at 5 o'clock, right?
We open at 5 tonight, yes.
And then tomorrow, you also have brunch.
We have brunch from 10 to 2 p.m.
All right. So you can keep up to date by going directly to the website, 1853landandsea.com. Or like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So that's why I want to thank one of the co-owners for Minahane's 1853 Land and Sea, Ingrid Minahane. Thank you so much for calling in to give us more information about what you guys are offering. Thank you so much, Ingrid.
Thank you, Justin. Always a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure. Have a great day. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mell. And until next time, have a great day.